These are some that have come to our attention here recently, which are either new or doing the rounds again. So the first is an email purporting to be from the DPP's office and has attachment with the Irish flag, Europol and EU logos. The email attachment is in the form of a letter, as though it's accusing you of visiting sites in relation to child exploitation and that you're going to be prosecuted for child pornography, cyber pornography, sex trafficking and viewing photos and videos of sexual nature. The letter states you have 72 hours to respond with your version of the facts accompanied by an identity document to fix your level of responsibility, which could avoid criminal prosecution. So one of the emails that they ask you to respond to is garda-protection-of-minors@ministryofjustice-uk.eu, which would never be a guard. So we ask you never send a copy of any identity document to an unknown email that contacts you out of the blue. Use official sites or emails for any communication, and only then if you've typed in the address as opposed to clicking on a link. If you have any doubts, please ring your local station and ask for advice.
eFlow.
Yeah, so it's another scam that's prominent right now. So this is an eFlow smishing text. So a smishing scam, which is they use text messages to try and obtain your personal details. So in this scam, you receive the text that states you have outstanding charges from eFlow, which must be paid immediately to avoid prosecution. This text will contain a link, which when clicked will take you to a page which looks exactly like the eFlow web page, and you're asked to enter your card details. The scammer will then make charges to your card and bank account. So again, never click on any link in a text. If you believe you have a charge, then navigate to the eFlow website, inputting the proper link into a search engine.